Crab economics can be a tricky business. Take it from Jake Jacobson, who heads up the state's biggest crab harvesting collective, the Intercooperative Exchange.
Supply is really the thing that drives the market, and the Japanese exchange rate is pretty close up there, too. And then, of course, quality of the crab and other issues all factor in.
Dockside prices for Alaskan Red King crab were down as much as a dollar this season to around $6.10, according to the State Department of Fish and Game. There are plenty of reasons why that could be, like the higher quotas in Alaska and Russia, and currency values giving big Japanese importers a better deal in Russian rubles than in dollars. And Jacobson says Alaska's fleet had another problem this year, unexpected barnacles on some of their catch.
So those crab don't typically receive the same price as a clean shell crab, so there's a little bit of a discount there.
But it's all secondary to what he says is still the biggest problem for Alaska, illegal fishing and overharvesting by pirate boats in Russia. Years ago, Russian pirates caught and delivered more than four times as much king and snow crab as the country's legal harvest limit. Since then, that number's declined to its lowest point in a decade, says Heather Brandon of the World Wildlife Fund.
But even the last year that we have data for, which is 2013, there was still about 69% harvest over the legal catch. So we can see from trade data that there's still a huge amount of illegal crab entering the market from Russia.
Brandon co-authored a recent World Wildlife report on illegal crab fishing. It calls for countries that import and export crab to work on stamping out pirate fishing, like by asking for more documentation as the crab makes its way from dock to market. One agreement between Russia and Japan will do just that, starting in December. Japan takes most of Russia's exports due to proximity, but plenty of Alaska's catch winds up there too. That leaves American consumers buying crab that's estimated to be 40% illegal. Jake Jacobson with the Harvester Co-op says it's tough to verify where the product comes from.
The boats that supposedly made the landings are fictitious. They're signed with names of captains that don't exist. All the documents look legal because they've been professionally forged.
That's why groups like his are pushing for stricter labeling and tracking requirements. And as always, they want customers to buy domestic. They say Alaska's fishery is better regulated, better documented, and more sustainable than any other. Of course, that makes it more expensive than illegal crab, too. Mark Gleason is the president of the Alaska Bering Sea Crabbers, which estimates Alaska has lost $600 million to pirate crabbing since 2000.
You know, the people that I represent, they're capitalists. They thrive on competition. We're very proud of the product that we produce, and we will put that product up against anyone's. But it's got to be a level playing field in terms of the competition. You know, we all need to be playing by the same rules. We all need to have the same opportunity to bring our product to market. And we welcome the competition with the legal production, but it's just the pirates that, you know, have a leg up.
Still, Gleason thinks it's possible to stop illegal crab fishing. He points to signs of progress, more international cooperation, and regulatory support from lawmakers who groups like his have been lobbying. And there's last year's lower illegal harvest, too. But what about this year? It's kind of a wild card since there's also more legal crab on the market than in the past. Heather Brandon with the World Wildlife Fund says she isn't sure if higher legal quotas will make for less pirate fishing, and she won't get to find out for about a year.
I'm really looking forward to looking at the 2014 data to understand that. There are a lot of factors in play.
Meaning it's not clear if pirate fishing was to blame for this year's lower Red King crab prices in Alaska. Still, fishermen say they have to control what they can. The fleet can't alter the laws of supply and demand, but they'll still lobby to rid that supply of crab that shouldn't be there.